Married at First Sight. Chapter 4285. After breakfast, Elora glanced at Tatum and said, "Hey, Tatum, mind giving me a ride to the office?" Tatum froze for a second. He hadn't expected Elora to ask him to drive her to work. "No problem at all," he replied, snapping out of it. "I'll drop you off and swing back to prep lunch ingredients." He was thrilled, honestly. Elora had a dedicated driver, so getting to chauffeur her was a rare treat. Elora gave a quick nod. Then she turned to her two younger brothers. "All right, you two, finish up and get to school. Don't be late." The boys exchanged a look, then glanced between her and Tatum. Something felt off about their big sister and Tatum, but they couldn't put their finger on it. Whatever it was, grown-up stuff. They shrugged it off and didn't bother guessing. 10 minutes later, Tatum was behind the wheel, pulling out with Elora beside him. Two bodyguard cars trailed close behind. Back at the house, the regular driver stood watching the three vehicles disappear down the road, a flicker of unease crossing his face. Was Tatum about to take his job? "This guy's a cook," he thought bitterly. "Since when does he get to play chauffeur for the young lady? That's my gig he's stealing." "You okay?" The butler strolled over, noticing the driver rooted to the spot. "Miss Elora's headed to work. Why are you still hanging around?" He scanned the parking lot, no sign of Elora's usual car. The bodyguard vehicles were gone too. The driver's shoulders slumped as he muttered to the butler, "I might be out of a job soon." The butler frowned. "Out of a job? What, you planning to quit? You're doing great, why would you walk away? Pay too low or something else? Spill it. If I can fix it, I will. No need to jump ship." "It's not that I want to quit," the driver said, voice heavy. "It's Tatum. He's edging me out. He's supposed to be a cook, right? But now he's driving the young lady to work every day. If he's doing my job, what's left for me? I'm basically unemployed already. She even asked him to pick her up later too." The butler paused, then chuckled softly. "You're overthinking this. Miss Elora's not replacing you. If she were, she'd give me a heads up to start hunting for a new driver before cutting you loose. She hasn't said a word about it, so relax. You've been driving her for years, steady as they come. She trusts you. She's not firing you without a damn good reason." He leaned in, dropping his voice. "Look, her asking Tatum to drive? That's just young love doing its thing." The driver's eyes widened. The butler grinned. "You're with her every day, you telling me you haven't noticed? Her vibe with Tatum's different. I mean, yeah, I've seen she's not herself around him," the driver whispered back. "But I didn't want to assume anything wild. You think the family'd be cool with her and Tatum?" "Why wouldn't they?" the butler said with a shrug. "Tatum's the sixth son of the Yorks out in Wiltspoon, big money, big name. He's a solid match for her. Plus, her parents don't call the shots on her love life. She does." The driver chewed on that for a second, then nodded. "Made sense. So quit stressing about your job," the butler added. "She and Tatum are just caught up in the honeymoon phase. That's why he's driving her around." The driver's frown melted into a relieved grin. "All right, I'm good then. As long as she's not kicking me out, I'm staying put. I'll ride this gig all the way to retirement." Miss Elora had them all on solid social security plans. Some of the long-timers over a decade in were close to maxing out their benefits. Once they retired, that pension would keep them comfortable. It was a sweet deal. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4286. Chapter 4286. Tatum had no clue the driver was sweating bullets over him stealing his job. As he drove, he shot Elora a quick question. "Sleep okay last night?" At breakfast, With her little brothers around, both he and Elora had kept their cool, acting like nothing was up. "Pretty good," she said, then let out a dainty yawn. She laughed at herself. "Slept fine, but I stayed up too late. Still dragging. Can you whip me up a coffee later? I'm useless without it." She pulled long hours daily and barely slept. Coffee was her lifeline, though lately, even that was losing its punch. She used to down a cup in the morning and feel wired all day. Now, 2 cups barely kept her going, and sometimes she'd crash hard even after an evening dose. "You got it," Tatum said with a nod. "You should have taken an extra day off," he added, concern lacing his voice. "You got back way too late yesterday. Don't run yourself into the ground, health's what matters." Elora gazed out the window, taking in the street scenes. Usually, she'd be buried in work during the ride, no time to notice the world outside. But today felt different. With the guy she liked next to her, just the two of them, she could actually enjoy the view. "I gave myself 2 days off already," she said. "Running massive companies means there's always a pile of stuff to handle. I pushed some things off during my break, but if I take another day, it'll just hit me harder later." The Ormond family was a powerhouse, with their hands in a ton of industries. "Last night," she went on, "my mom saw us hugging. She had a lot to say about it." Tatum went quiet for a beat before replying. "Your mom cornered me this morning too. Asked a bunch of questions. I answered everything, hope she's cool with it." Mrs. Ormond had been up early, chatting him up downstairs. He figured she'd caught the late night scene. Once he knew Elora felt the same way he did, Tatum stopped stressing. If he could win her over, the rest of the Ormonds wouldn't be an issue. Elora was bold enough to steer her own life. She smiled. "Don't sweat it. My parents will love you. If there's any hitch, it's just mom worrying I'll move far away. But I laid it out for her last night, and I think she's on board. She'd made it clear, her marriage, her call. Her mom didn't push back. Tatum's charm didn't hurt either. If he weren't up to snuff, no amount of arguing would have swayed her mom. She'd have fought tooth and nail to stop it. Elora wouldn't let her parents dictate her choices, but she wasn't one to burn bridges with family either. If they flat out rejected Tatum, she might have walked away from the relationship. Love wasn't her top priority, family was. Tatum flashed a grin, letting a rare cocky edge slip out. "I'm a catch, Elora. I match you in every way. Your mom's gotta see me as prime son-in-law material." She rolled her eyes. "Slow down, hotshot. We're not even official yet. You and me? We're in deep already," he shot back. "Marriage is just a matter of time. We're way past not official.